This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Susan Carrera has worked in the fashion industry for years, and she eventually started a clothing line geared towards selling organic clothing. Susan joins me to explain what organic clothing is and how she got involved in this. Thanks so much for joining me, Susan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to talk to you and your audience about the Art in Eden story.
Before we jump into your clothing line, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I've been in the business of fashion for over two decades. I've had the incredible good fortune of having a global career that spanned across India, Canada, Europe, and the United States. And was building and leading multi-million dollar businesses across the entire spectrum of the U.S. market, from the top end to the bottom end of the stores.
That's actually pretty cool. So you've seen like all kinds of spectrums of the fashion industry.
I was really fortunate to have witnessed the business of fashion from 360 degrees, having seen both the back end, production, marketing, design, sales, really the whole gamut, and from many different perspectives, like I said, across the spectrum. So it's been a very interesting and very insightful journey.
So what made you want to start a clothing line made of organic material?
That happened almost by accident. It wasn't intention. A very simple question as to how the business of fashion could get better led to a study over the period of 2 years of the entire journey of the business of fashion from seed to shelf. And that opened up a Pandora's box because I was witness to all of the aftermath of our choices, and something I had never once stopped to consider, because profit up until that time was the sole purpose of business. And everything we did was to drive the latest and the greatest trends, quickest and cheapest to market. So never once stopping to think about the impact of our choices. And this really happened by accident. And once I started the study, I could not go back to business as usual. I actually exited my two multi-million dollar businesses as the sole breadwinner of my family to start a new business that really was conscious and did things responsibly.
Now, one thing I'm a little curious about, and I of course, I'm not going to know anything about it, but it seems kind of simple. I mean, how is cotton not organic? Because I thought it was. Like, isn't that the same thing or no?
You're not in the business of fashion and you thought it was. I am in the business of fashion and I thought it was. So, you know, we hold culturally indoctrinated truths that we get handed down as true. Cotton is a natural fiber and it so naturally lends itself for one to think that it's organic and sustainable. But it is by far one of the most biggest challenges of the fashion industry. It occupies 3% of global farmland and yet 24% of global insecticides and 11% of global pesticides are used in the farming of cotton. 8 out of the 10 pesticides that are used are categorized by the World Health Organization as moderate to highly hazardous. It is the top GMO producing crop. You know, 25 to 75 million farmers suffer from pesticide poisoning. The fact they just keep going on. Toxic chemicals are used to defoliate. It just, that was only with the farming, and it just continues in the dyeing, in the spinning, in the weaving, and through the entire process. And that was the first report that I read that completely shocked the daylights out of me and set me on the path of reformation.
So when it comes to just the material itself, what's the criteria that you use to say, hey, this farm here, this is where we're going to get our stuff from?
As I started this journey to build out Art in Eden, the first process was seeing the problem and then figuring out solutions as to how do we counter these problems. I journeyed on a two-month trip to India to really try and understand how organic cotton is grown and how it becomes different from the way conventional cotton is grown. So the first and the most important thing is that the whole process is certified. There is no insecticides and pesticides that are used in the farming of cotton seeds. They use all processes are natural, from crop rotation to figuring out how to use natural insects and trap crops to control weeds, to using non-toxic cornstarch for stabilizing fibers, and even the dyeing is low-impact dyes. And the whole process being certified, the conditions of the farmers are better, and a better way forward. Choosing organic cotton is really choosing a more fair and just world, according to me.
So the clothing line Art in Eden, now, is this an adult clothing line or just a children's one?
It's a children's clothing line, 3 months to 10 years.
3 months to 10 years. Okay, so this is my biggest thing. I'm starting to learn this with my sister's kids. They grow like crazy, so they're constantly buying brand new clothes for these kids. Is this clothing line, Art in Eden, is it reasonable priced?
Yes. We have embraced a stakeholder model of building out Art in Eden, which means considering all stakeholders in our value chain, the consumer being an important stakeholder as well. And as I built Art in Eden, I was very mindful of the fact that I did not want this to become an elitist-only product that was available to the chosen few. But I really wanted to make sure that I had the price point at a level that it was reachable by a wide audience, because which mother would not care about clothes that are not, not grown with insecticides and pesticides? So I was really mindful of that, and we took our time to get this right and to manufacture in a way that's both responsible and yet affordable.
I'm just curious, would you ever consider doing like an adult clothing line?
That is not on my list of priorities right now. We've just built Art in Eden. We just celebrated a year, taken our first steps in the right direction. And there's a long, long way to go in stabilizing the products, stabilizing the processes, not the product, stabilizing the processes, validating it, mapping it, auditing the process, getting transparency through the whole value chain. There's a lot of work to be done. So before moving out of the children's category, we would really want to get all of that sorted out.
For Art in Eden, how large is the team? Is it just a small group of people, or is this like growing right now?
We are an 11-member team. It's a group of passionate young women that are very committed to making business and to using business as a force for good.
Now, is this, is your clothing line like just based in the U.S., or is this like an international thing?
We just launched the brand on January 25th, 2017. We are now sold in 400 stores across the United States and in 7 countries around the world.
That is impressive. 400 stores?
Close to 400. It's 356 as of this morning.
Oh, wow. So you just got one. I am curious, if you wanted to know where you can buy your clothes at, is there like a store locator on your website?
Yes, indeed. There is a store locator on our website. And it's also sold online and in Nordstrom.
Who makes the designs? Is it you guys, or do you hire someone outside the firm?
So I have a really passionate team. The design team is Catherine Lee and Joey Benchetrick, both FIT students. I really lucked out with my entire team, but especially the design team as well. And the art is a community of artists from all around the world. I have artists from Brooklyn, Belgium, Sweden, Switzerland contributing to the art that we then convert into screens and apply on the garments. So it's really a thoughtfully made, beautifully inspired line.
Are you and your team, are you guys working on any other projects, or is it just going to be Art in Eden as of right now?
Part of what we do at Art in Eden is to use business as a force for good. So we have a Clothes for Cure program. Before we started the business, I committed to 1 million multivitamins and 7,000 doses of albendazole to support a nutrition optimization program across Central America. And the program is launched now in Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Tijuana in Mexico. So it's just so amazing to be able to use business as a force for good. And we would love to continue in that build out. And that apart, we are working on some incredibly exciting licensing opportunities and product extensions, which will be announced close to the middle of the year.
Well, thank you so much, Susan, for coming on. And for those listening and want to know more about you and your projects, where can they find that information at?
Artineden.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.